Hey, there's some big news in the crypto space. Liquid Network has resumed block production after a major exploit estimated at around $320 million.
That's a significant development, but it's important to be clear. The network has not fully returned to normal operations yet.
Right, transactions and peg in, peg out operations are still suspended while investigators assess what happened, review the blockchain state, and decide what extra safeguards are needed before user-facing activity can resume.
So the restart is really a technical milestone, not a full recovery.
Exactly. Producing new blocks means the consensus process is working again, but it does not mean assets can be freely moved in or out of the network.
That's where the peg system matters. Liquid's peg system connects the sidechain to Bitcoin and other supported assets, allowing users to deposit and withdraw value.
And because that mechanism involves issuance, custody, and cross-network transfers, it's one of the most sensitive parts of the system.
Suspending peg operations helps prevent further unauthorized movement of funds. It also gives the recovery team time to reconcile balances, examine transaction records, and identify which assets may have been affected.
To give a little context, Liquid is a Bitcoin sidechain designed to support faster settlements, asset issuance, and transfers between participating platforms.
Because it relies on a federation-based peg to Bitcoin, a serious compromise can have consequences that go well beyond ordinary transaction processing.
And this incident has definitely renewed attention on the security challenges facing blockchain infrastructure, especially in areas like custody, bridges, administrative controls, and operational monitoring.
A key lesson here is that blockchain systems are not fully secure simply because their ledgers are transparent or immutable.
The surrounding applications, signing systems, access controls, and bridge mechanisms can still be vulnerable.
That's why a network may resume block production while deposits, withdrawals, and other essential services remain unavailable.
So users and businesses should not treat partial service restoration as proof that the network is secure.
For users, the main takeaways are pretty straightforward. First, rely only on official Liquid Network announcements for updates on transaction and peg availability.
Second, do not attempt deposits or withdrawals while those services are suspended or under review.
Third, keep records of balances, pending transactions, and any operational activity related to the incident.
And fourth, review counterparty risk, because exchanges, custodians, wallets, and applications built on Liquid may introduce separate risks even after the base network resumes.
The recovery process will likely take more than an emergency software update.
Developers and operators may need to identify the attack vector, inspect affected wallets or signing systems, review access permissions, improve monitoring, and establish a plan for handling potentially compromised assets.
Transparency will also be important in the coming stages. Clear communication about what happened, which assets were affected, whether the vulnerability has been closed, and what conditions must be met before transactions and peg operations are restored.
Overall, the resumption of block production should be viewed as an initial recovery milestone, not the end of the crisis.
Until transactions and peg operations are officially re-enabled and the investigation provides greater clarity, users should continue to exercise caution.
This incident really underscores that operational security, custody controls, incident response planning, and clear communication are just as important to blockchain reliability as the underlying protocol itself.